actually. I think it's a kick forwards into the right.
Is that intentional runner? It's going to get there. Oh, excuse me. Look at this one.
This could be close. This could be really close.
Hello, it's your host, Tom, TJ Holly, and I want John Rahm arrested for what he did this weekend, easy enough for me to say. Just because he's so upsettingly good at golf at the moment. In his current rounds so far this season, he's played about 26 rounds, I think. I don't know if that math makes any sense. Maybe it's 24. Only four of them have been in the 70s. Everything else has been in the 60s. Which is, like, unbelievable to think. I'm just going to read them all off so far this season. 69, 62, 70, 69, 64, 71, 67, 63, 64, 64, 65. That's a nuts stretch. For four rounds in a row, he shot between 63 and 65. And then 68, 73, 67, 66, 74, 68, 66, 68, 65, 68, 68, 65, 69. I mean, what? Like, that's almost impossible. I'm struggling to put into words how impossible it is to lose golf tournaments like that. The fact that he hasn't won every tournament he's played in this year is crazy. How do you beat this guy when he is just consistently so solid? And then every once in a while, he'll pop off and shoot 63. You're not really... You have to play a perfect round of golf to beat him. And Max, you know, came close to playing a perfect round of golf, but didn't quite have it. And that's just simply not good enough to compete with John Rahm right now, which is so ridiculous. John tried to kind of give it away, too. He had the chafu on 10 on Sunday, able to put it back together, made an absolute bomb from 35 feet a few holes later, just be like, nah, I'm still good, don't worry about it. But of course, the real issue of the weekend was that grandstanding on, I think it was 13 on Saturday. It was 13 or 17, excuse me. The worst form of grandstanding I've ever seen in my whole life. I mean, if that grandstand's not there, he's short-sighted with a bunker between him and the hole in about 3 inches of rough. He hits the grandstand and it goes to about 8 inches, taps in. Thanks for coming. Have a good weekend. Here's $3.6 million. Which, you know, golf is truly a rub of the game. You obviously can't control the good breaks, just like you can't control the bad breaks. But it was upsetting to see just how insane that bounce was. But after commercial, we're going to talk a little bit more Tiger. We'll talk a little bit more Max. And then I kind of want to get into Adam Hadwin as well. I think the Canadians are really coming this year. So I'll tell you some of my favorite things about Canada. So Adam Hadwin might be the story of the weekend. I'm just kidding. Obviously, it was great to see Tiger make a cut and like really play well, honestly. I didn't think after Friday when he had several bogeys in a row, I didn't think he was A, going to make the cut, and B, didn't think he was going to play so successfully on the weekend. But obviously, we'll say it 100 times, as long as Tiger continues to play, that it's always a thrill to watch Tiger play at this point. Obviously, the crowds, no matter where he is on the board, are still going to follow him around more than really anyone else in the top 10, except maybe the two leaders. It's obviously also great that we had such a stacked leaderboard with one of these elevated events, but Tiger is still Tiger, and will dominate the viewing experience for as long as he continues to show up. Honestly, looked good. The putter was horrific, obviously, for most of the weekend, but the ball striking, the ball speed was fantastic. Obviously, outdriving most of his much younger and much more physically sound playing partners. So really great to see. I think if the putter, you know, the putter catches fire one weekend, he could bounce around the top of the leaderboard. It's not out of the question at all. Riv is also obviously one of the most difficult courses on tour. The weather was not ideal for someone with the physical issues that Tiger has. Obviously, cold weather is not great for a fused back and broken legs. So I don't think it's out of the question to say that Tiger could be around a leaderboard for the rest of his career. Patrick Cantlay got DeWalt sponsored on his hat, which is so funny to see Morgan Stanley and DeWalt on the same hat. Maybe two of the most different sponsors that you could possibly have in professional golf. Didn't know DeWalt had any professional golf sponsorships. I know Matt Kenseth used to be their guy in NASCAR. It was the weekend of the Daytona 500. That's really where you expect to see more NASCAR. But I just want to note that because I thought that was fantastic. And then the last thing from the weekend is I will give Adam Hadwin a little bit of airtime. It looks like he might be the Thursday Friday heat check guy for going forward. He's on it. He's been having a pretty good year. He's played above his pay grade for most of the first half of the season. And T10'd at Phoenix, played pretty. I actually don't think he played that well at the Farmers, but has had a good year to start. T18 at the Amex. Look out for him as like a sneaky top 10 bet at the big tournaments. He's going to be a force at Royal Montreal for the President's Cup. So I'm really starting to join on the Adam Hadwin train. Obviously, I'm a Canadian supporter in many regards, and hopefully he continues to play well. Thursday, we're not going to talk about the Honda Classic much because who cares? But we are going to give our podcast review of the Full Swing Season 1 episodes that came out. All of the boys watched, and we'll try and get as many different perspectives as we can. So should be a good one. Will be a video there, and very excited to discuss what was overall a good show. As a sneak preview, my overall grade of the show was an A-. If they do the extra credit, they get an A, but they're going to have to go to a few TA sessions for that, and we are going to be the TAs.
The top. Ooh, the lolly, lolly. Chip, puck, you know what's the big whoop when I play my game and then I make my mama proud. Woo.
Smash, bang, you gotta hit the ball far, then the crowd goes, woo. Then you hear the,
ooh, the lolly, lolly.
Treat, treat.
I want my birthdays all day long, let the bogeys go and say, hey.
Ooh, the lolly, lolly.